In a speech focused on market stability, trade expansion, and regulatory reform, Rollins emphasized the administration's commitment to reducing input costs and strengthening export opportunities for U.S. producers. She also highlighted efforts to improve crop insurance programs and expand rural infrastructure investments, drawing steady applause from the crowd.
The tone of this year's speech was so much different than the tone of last year's speech. Let's cut her some slack. Last year, she'd been on the job a week when she spoke to this convention. But this year, I felt like, was a much more realistic tone. She could talk about actual accomplishments that had happened in the last year and then goals for the administration moving forward. I thought there was a realistic tone in the sense that there was an underlying acknowledgement that things aren't great and that steps were needed to happen in order to improve the farm economy. It was not about words. It was not, trying to raise our spirits. There was a definitive list of actions that this administration wants to take, and that was very encouraging.
That was Alan Dunn, president of the Indiana Corn Growers Association and farmer from Michigan Town. Dunn says he appreciated the direct tone of the address and the recognition of challenges facing the industry.
I wanted to hear if she was going to bring up E15. And not only did she bring it up, she listed it as a priority item and called for Congress to get it done now. And that was music to my ears. Music to the convention's ears. I've come out of this thinking E15 still has a pulse. And I'm hopeful that we'll have progress in the next 2 weeks.
While some producers said they're waiting to see how policy details unfold, the overall mood following the speech was upbeat. Attendees said they left the session feeling heard and cautiously optimistic about the direction of federal agriculture policy in the months ahead. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.